פתחו דף ראש יוד א', יו. אני עושה את זה קרק תשתדלס. זה לא זין זה פרוסם to דויקס in השם. Brought the mice of the Godel who told the Shamash that Akos Boko asked him today to look for his shoes. He said, that's a problem, you have the share, yeah, no one comes. We'll see. That's okay, we'll do it for a few days, we'll have to go back downstairs again. What can I do? I thought you might in the Kedusha, you see, you come upstairs, there's more Kedusha. I better go, Yoyed the Kedusha, okay? So, when a person understands, when everything Akos Boko is asking him to do, you take that seriously. So he couldn't find his shoes. So what did that mean? Means Hashem's asking me to look for shoes. And when he found his shoes, Hashem told him to stop looking for shoes. It's not an exaggeration. That's mamash how a person's supposed to look. Okay, so we're finishing off here. Bezat Hashem, the sugya we did, the whole thing, we started a long time ago on Hishtadlis, then on Tfilah. Kashem di mame, ma'ayin yen lishtoit kos mayim, הוא יודע כי מזיגס הכוס אין ירוב לכך שאכן הוא ישתה הסמן. Take a very simple example. She wants to drink water. So he pours water into a kois. That means he's going to drink water. He tells him כי המים ישפחו או שכוס תשמט מיד etc. 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 Just because you're holding a cup of water in your hand doesn't mean you're going to drink the water. It could fall, the cup could break. Ever happened, you make the last cup of tea, you put it down, you take your cake, you knock the cup over. Ever happened before? Never, yeah? אז מזיגו את הכויס, היינו אלה ישתדלס כדי להגיע לשתי הסמיים. Why do you have to go pour a cup? Why do you have to say, Hashem, I'm thirsty, and water comes into your mouth? Could Hashem do that? Of course he could. Why do you have to go pour, why do you have to go to the cooler and take a cup and pour water? Well, stay ישתדלס. As a very simple example, this, but we're trying to get to basics. ישתדלס היא גילו משמיים מל לצן השם שעסק בו עכשיו. How do you know that Hashem wants you to go and take water out of the cooler? Because you're thirsty. Why are you thirsty? Because Hashem wants you to take water out of the cooler. Why? I don't know, but that's what he wants from you right now. Sharei b'kol rega v'rega yudi dobok b'kosh boch b'tachlis advekas v'hu oisef maisev b'taim v'hetem l'rotzen azeh. Because a person is dobok with Hashem all the time and he's walking with Hashem all the time, so whatever he needs, he understands that Hashem telling him what he wants him to do right now. So if I happen to be hungry, or it happens to be lunchtime, Hashem wants me to eat now. So when I'm eating, I'm doing the Rotzen Hashem. And when I'm going and pouring water, I'm doing the Rotzen Hashem. You have to be in tune with what you're doing and why you're doing. Zehu gam oimek dvorek shol ba'al ha-meshe chokhma, hanal shekoset ki mitzvus ha-betochen hii mitzvus ha-dreikus. This is the meshe chokhma who says, that what is the mitzvah betochen? It's the mitzvah of dreikus. I'm cleaving to Hashem, everything I'm doing. I'm attaching myself to Hashem. Not, oh, I'm thirsty, I better go get some water. No, I'm thirsty. Ah, Hashem's telling me that the lots in Hashem's name wants to go get a lot from this. The Gabi Abotech Hamiti ain't sad v'shal b'chayv. She'enu asir lots in Hashem. Zuma Dreibus or Yitzchak Avinu. If you want to know where you're holding, where you're going to be holding on this one, you're going to be a Yitzchak Avinu. This is one high level. Tveikas Muchletes b'Hashem Yisbrach b'kol rega b'kol pula. That is the end of Yitzchak Avinu. We had Avram Avinu, yeah, who's been on with Atzmoy, he understands who he is, and in that way he built his new relationship with Hashem. Yitzchak Avinu was complete vacancy in Hashem. Total, there's no me, there's all Hashem. Okay, so we finish Avram and finish Yitzchak. And now we're about to start what's called Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'ava. How one is supposed to, now that everything's coming from Hashem, right? Let's take the next technical conclusion. Everything's from Hashem, yeah? So what's Auschwitz about? You do that to your kids? Let's take some straight, hard questions here. You love your kids, right? You throw them to Auschwitz? Well, that's Hashem done to us. How do we deal with the suffering? Okay, that's Klal Yisrael suffering. What about my own personal suffering? Yeah? Anybody in this room ever suffered a little bit? So you ask yourself, Hashem, like, you know, I wouldn't do that to my son. Why are you doing this to me? That's already an answer. Fine. Good. But we've got to get the question clear. We've got to ask the question the person really hurts. You've got to understand this is a serious traumatic question. Especially when, you know, you get a flat tire and you're home, so okay, fine, you know, it's not too traumatic. So you get out, even if it's raining, it's a real pain, but whatever, you know. Okay, you'll have a clutch or whatever. If you're a real Baal B'tochen, you'll even do it with Simcha, yeah? Ah, Boch Hashem. Hashem didn't want me to be on the road. If I was on the road, God forbid, I could have had an accident. Hashem took me off the road. You can come up with it. Yeah, those are easy ones, yeah? But Rahman al-Fan, you know, there are things in the world that are not so easy to just, you know, wrap around, oh, Boch Hashem, I wasn't on the road. Okay. We're basically starting a new Sefer, gentlemen. I mean, it's built in the Sefer we've been learning up to now, but it really is it's a continuation of what we've been doing, but it's really a new Sefer. And it touches on a lot of basic stuff that we're involved with in our day-to-day lives, and it also is a consequence of everything we've been learning up to now. We're going into what's called the. We dealt with Avram and dealt with Yitzhak. In other words, we've been dealing up to now with the relationship Adam La'atzmoy, simple too late understanding who you really are, the Cheshivas, the Choshev Yidiz, Bishvili, Nivra Oilam, what that really means. I have a unique purpose in this world. The whole world's Kedah just for me, even if I'm not such a tzaddik. Then we did Yitzhak Avinu, the concept of a person who gives his entire existence to being pleasing to Hashem. And then we went into a Sa'at Sugya, let's say, of Imun and Betochen, Nishtadlers, Tfila, etc., etc. And now we're starting the last leg of our journey, which is Kabbalah Sisurim Ba'ala. Maybe we can even title them on the. I don't know how you've been labeling them now. But, let's call this Kabbalah Sisurim Ba'ala. We'll come with a decent English translation. Accepting suffering with love. I don't know if we want to do that. We have to come up with. Okay, I'll think about it. We should have a competition. Whoever gives the best title for this. Kabbalah is your accepting suffering with love. Now, Kabbalah is your Surim Ba'ava. Accepting your Surim Ba'ava. He sugya hanogat yisoidus haimuna. This goes to the basic foundations of our imuna, of our understanding of our relationship that we have with Hashem. Sugyas Kabbalah Yisurim Ba'avet, he sugya Yisaydis B'yosef. It's one of the most fundamental sugyas, is the most fundamental sugya L'maisa. He nogat the tzipur nafshe shel ha'yadut. This goes to the depths of our whole Yiddishkeit. En hi maile o midas chassidus ba'omer. This is not a very hard level, you know, the accepting suffering with love. It's not one of these high spiritual levels. Because when a Jew lives and he's not at one and his heart's not aligned with Hashem Chas V'Chilila, he can start having a negative attitude towards the way Hashem conducts his life. Even if he's a tzaddik and he doesn't express with his lips his complaints, he can start thinking that Hashem doesn't love him. Once I was zeicher, dubious merit, I used to give a shiur once a week on Sunday morning. A friend who had a yeshiva for dropout. American, let's call them teenagers at risk. Yeah, let's be polite. And he used to bring them to the old city. Sunday morning, take him to the coastal to Davin, and then he used to take him to Bonkers Bagels for breakfast. But at Bonkers, I used to give a shiur to these guys, right? Just basic foundations, a shkofik basic foundation, whatever. So the one day, it was wild what was going on. I was like, I've never given a shiur like that in my life. In the middle of the shiur, the one guy would pick up a chair and smack his buddy over the head. And it was like all weird stuff, bulking up. Yeah, it was like whatever. It was, yeah, there's no we're dealing with. Good kids, though. Messed up kids, I'm sure. Messed up, really, you know. So one day I gave a shiur on Avos Hashem. It was the subject or whatever. You cannot believe the venom, the anger that shiur gave out. That Hashem loves me. Every one of these kids were at risk because they knew that Hashem hated them, right? No kid gets into trouble in Yiddishkeit or whatever when he knows Hashem loves him. You know Hashem loves you. Fine, you might not put on tefillin, you might not get up late, whatever, but you're not at risk. No, Hashem loves me. That's a problem. And these kids that had a rough time, they've been through stuff and whatever, you know, parents divorced, this, who knows what they've been through. And they, I thought about it, Hashem loves you, you care, I thought you were going to kill me. Don't you kill me, Hashem loves me. It's fundamental. If Hashem doesn't love you, this Yiddishkeit business is finished. You're not going to keep a guy there. How are you going to keep shows? How are you going to get him to sit and learn Hashem's Torah when Hashem hates him? So if Hashem's doing nasty things, so-called nasty things, right? So if I don't understand what's going on, it's for sure going to lead me to serious problems with my Yiddishkeit. So now I'm starting to think Hashem doesn't love me. המחשבות האגומות והמרירות המתבררות עדס מצב הגרמס לכך שיחס אבא בינו לבין השם יסברך נחלש. These feelings of sadness, of complaint, of bitterness, of whatever you want to, you know, this complaining and twitching about what Hashem is doing to me, destroys the relationship of love between me and Hashem, weakens it at least. He's also being mevatel every second mitzvah asa b'raisa of loving Hashem. How do you love Hashem? Just as an aside, there's a wonderful shir on the site that Rebecca gave there once on this sugya. Very practical musa, as he shirim all are, very, very down to earth poshut shir on how to have a warm kadri relationship with a guy that did Auschwitz. We have a big problem having a love relationship with Hashem. I don't know what it's called.
Relationship with Hashem,
maybe? Something like that. I don't know. If you bring it to my level, I'll tell you story. I'm very dicky shit. All his shame. Everyone is shame. Classic. Very practical as well. There's nothing, you know, purely theory about it. Mom is classic Musa. Classic Musa. Very few people today that can give over a classic Musa shame. He's one. The kasha is obvious. You ask me to have a love relationship with somebody that seems to do very nasty things. It's very, very difficult. We all know, to have a warm, cuddly relationship with someone who's nice and friendly and warm and cuddly, that's easy, right? You feel drawn to the person. But you try to have a warm, cuddly relationship with someone with a big stick that keeps hitting you. That's kind of like, that's complex. How do you do that? So in that chair, he discusses some wonderful, wonderful etzus and how you actually go about building this warm, cuddly relationship with Hashem in the face of an Auschwitz, etc., etc., etc. He's also descended from Holocaust survivors. He's a grandmother who was a tzaddikus who lived through Auschwitz with a smile on her face. So he got it real, not just theory. And of course, Tauber was there. Okay, so that's the problem we have. And that's why it's this fundamental kasha, you know. Suffering, why do we have to suffer? What is suffering? How does it fit in? How in the face of suffering do I maintain my cleaving to Hashem? Avraham Avinu loved Hashem when Hashem threw me into a fire. Yeah, how do you do that? It's some foxy work, okay. וכן אמנם שאלו חכם וגמר מסכת ברוכת אבנון דל אדם עליו חייב אדם לברך על הרע כשם שמברך על הטבע שנאמר ואהבת את השם הלקח בכל לבבך ובכל מודך ובכל נפשך אפילו אם הייתו לנפשך even if it kills you slowly painfully נפתילת השם כשם חייב אדם חייב חיוב אל האדם לברך על הרע כשם שברך על הטבע and we'll give some pretty extreme examples of what that means. In the same way that you give Hashem a bracha when he does you a good thing, you win the lottery, so too you have to thank Hashem and give him a bracha when you lose the lottery. Why? Because Mitzvah said the Rasa, after this Hashem Elokecha. Afilu Neidu Zav Shecho. Vesham Bedav Samach Hamad Beis Muva. Chayib Anam Bevarach Al Arach, Hashem Bevarach Al Teiva. Also Gemara, Ma Chayib Bevarach Al Arach, Hashem Bevarach Al Teiva. What does that mean? אמרו לא נצטרך אלא לקבלינהו בשמחה. What does it mean to varech? It means you've got to מקבל את בשמחה. ופרש רשי רבה לך מידס פרוניאס בלבב שלם. You have to make a brocha on the punishments we get, on the negative things that happen to us, בלב שלם. And therefore, this is not midas chassidus. Nimtzin elamdim midibra gemara ki kabbalas yisurim ba'ava hi mitzvah aseh deraisa. This mitzvah kabbalas ba'ava b'yisurim is not just a nice midas chassidus. It's not just a nice, Christological, turn of the cheek. It's a mitzvah aseh deraisa. Pachad.
This is so pashut. It's such a pashut halacha. What does nobody know about it?
Who says no one knows about?
Well, it seems like most of the world would have no idea that this is a mitzvah.
most of the world are Amoraim, the same way they don't know a lot about the halachos. Most of the world doesn't know you can't speak Lashon Hara either. Why not?
Okay.
Because we're suffering from a disease in this world today called ignorance. In the times of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Mustaman, every 3-year-old knew this halacha, right? They knew all the halachas of Tumah V'Tahara. Today we are Amoraim. We don't know. That's why we're learning. The way you cure most of the world's ills today is by getting people knowledgeable about the Machavos of Olamai. How come people don't know? They haven't learned the Gemara. Daf Samach Chamed Beis in Gemara in Brachos, which is unusual, because even though they've learned Daf Yomi, at least get through Brachos. Most people start Daf Yomi. You ever started the Daf Yomi before? Yeah, you finished. Where did you get stuck? That's pretty good. But you get through Brachos, right? Yeah. Most people learn Daf Samach Chamed Beis in Brachos. How come they don't know? Because we're Amalekim. And a few minutes you didn't know that if you found something lying in the street you can't keep it either. You didn't even know there was machlokes Rav and Abaye about the derech nefilas. Now how come no one knows? Because they didn't learn. They didn't see us. Now you learn. Now you know. Baruch Hashem. If anyone once went to ask Shach for a broch in his learning, so Shach said to him, "If you'll learn, you'll know." And said, "If you want, you'll be an Amaret, and there's nothing worse than that." What's a brocha for learning Torah? Learn! It's the biggest brocha. You sit and learn. You get paid even if you don't understand. It's the best business in the world. Ono amayim makabim scha. You amul, you get reward. You didn't understand, you didn't know, it doesn't matter. You learned. You get paid for sitting and learning. In the secular world, you get paid to lick stamps and put stamps in envelopes, right? So you sit there the whole day licking stamps, you put in the envelopes or whatever. You come to the other end of the day, you want your money. He says, what are you talking about? Not one of those stamps stuck. They all fell off. I'm not paying you. In Torah, learning Torah, you lick the stamps, you put them on your end, they all fell off. Hashem pays you for every stamp you put on. If you get them to stick, you get even paid more.
No.
Yeah? Yeah? Very good. Huh? You're hot today. Usually just before you go on your trips, the Yates are shop helping you learn, eh? Until an Amdi Midime HaGemara Ki Gebolish Yisroel Ba'avi Mitzvah Saseh Deraisu Machaybo Kol Na'aba Mitzvah Lekabulehu Besimcha. So now that it's a Mitzvah Saseh Deraisu, when do you become chayv in keeping this Mitzvah? The Mitzvah. From the time of the Mitzvah. Levarach Amidus HaPorenus Beleif Sholeh. The person has to, when things are going rough, you have to say, thank you Hashem, with a big smile on your face and your heart. I tell you the reshes is mikod yodi. The Torah demands this from every single Jew. Lo medubim bebedreigers nisois. Shreizu roitz veli yechidu segula. This is not a yesh machmirim or hareidim shubach. This is a portion of this. I said a rasha. Ech yachad im zois nitzvasa ashayla keitzim akai mitzuzu. How do you keep this mitzvah? The Torah demands, by the way, every 12-year-old girl as well. And every 13-year-old boy onwards has to keep this mitzvah. Thank you Hashem. The smile, the simcha, the lay tuv leivov, and all the suffering that I'm getting. How do you do that? How do you demand that from a poshut yid, from a poshut child? How do you do that? What's his time? Sorry. 10 to 1. I've been speaking so long. I still got 10 minutes more to go. Okay. Today the Azbe is Derech Kiyuma Mitzvah. By the way, the Chasam Sofer asked a very interesting question. Paskud Zalokhe, I don't know if it's in the Tshuvas, in his Pirish. This Chasam Sofer, I think it could be in the Tshuvas. What's the first mitzvah the mitzvah boy does when he becomes a mitzvah? Shkir, Monday night, it is the mitzvah on Tuesday. Monday night, it's Shkir, the mitzvah. What's his first mitzvah? You ask this question to anybody, they'll tell you Shema. Until you shema, right? What's the first mitzvah that I said that a bocher chosen the mitzvah has to keep? He goes to shul, he davens ma'ariv, he says shema, that's the first mitzvah that I see does.
No,
so I have a kash on that, why not? The Chazam Sofer says this, to be the simcha. The mitzvah I said that I said to be the simcha. To serve Hashem the simcha. So, Taka, I had your kasha. So then, but before I can serve Hashem the simcha, I know there's Hashem. What about the sheish mitzvah tzmidis? The minute I become a mitzvah, I've got the sheish mitzvah tzmidis kicking in.
When did the
Why is that just
condemned? What do you mean? Before the mitzvah is not mitzvah. Any mitzvah. It's chinuch. Avani, you can mechanech it. Rambam taught me a gewaldig way to mechanech the children in Sheikh Mitzvah's things. He learned it from his father. Why did he go away? You ask a 3-year-old, Yankee, do you know there's a shem? He goes, yeah. He said to him, you just did a mitzvah. Give him the toffee, you just did a mitzvah. Every time he knows Hashem, there's a mitzvah. You know Hashem loves you, Yankele? Yeah, Daddy. Give him a toffee. And you give him a toffee, you give him a day. I mean, but...
He'll be flying.
Once again, I'm not going to destroy your kids and provide, you know, the dentist. No. I'm that way. But make the child aware that every minute he thinks about Hashem, every minute he knows about Hashem, whatever, he's doing a mitzvah. And it's delicious doing mitzvahs. It's a shmak. It's easy. Look, I just think about Hashem and I get a mitzvah. It's amazing. And it's just a little trick like that. Look what you can, now you can turn your kids around. I did it with my older kid. They get irritated, but that's their problem.
That's your money.
The sweets get bigger. That's the problem. You can't afford the sweets for older kids.
Being besimcha is a prerequisite.
Could be. Oh, so maybe the terrorist answer to that question is, before you even know Hashem and love Hashem, well, before you do anything, you've first got to be besimcha. That even before you know there's Hashem, you've got to be besimcha. And it's a basic human position that you have to be besimcha. Okay, so that's a sugya. How do you get besimcha? That's not simcha. כדי להסביר דרך קיום המצווה ניתן לרגע בני זוג אשר במשך 25 שנים לא זוכו להפקות בזר של קיימה. You have a couple that have been married for 25 years, as long as long, they haven't had children. והנה, לאחר שני סבל ואיסור הגוף ונפש רבים, הם נפקדו בפקודת ישוע ורחמים ונולד להם בן למחרת. After 25 years of not having children, imagine. Get your head. Use the Musa tool called imagination. Imagine 25 years, no children. Can you imagine? Yeah, this treatment, that treatment, the pain, the suffering, whatever, and suddenly after 25 years, making a bris. Can you imagine? The simcha is just overwhelming. The only child of the 25 years, their whole lives. What's the yearning for this child? He's going to become a god of the Torah. Yeah, in another Chofetz Chaim, Achay Megalat Kilo Lechinam Haim Chikulo Kohar B'Shanim Mitbarei Ki Hu Yelet Kishroini B'Miuchas. They discover that they know why they waited for this child so long. It's a very unique child. The talented child, Baal Midas, Na'atzlus, Baal Nefesh Adina. This kid's got everything, the good Midas, he's a genius, he's going to become a god Lador. He's on his way to becoming the next Chofetz Chaim. Hashanim Cholefes, Ve'eled Oilem Mit'alem, Yoim Le'yoim, Bechedu, Vishuva, Ve'erev Rovim, Emele Nachas Mola Chafnaim. This kid is mamash the envy of the whole neighborhood. He's just this perfect, beautiful, wonderful little tzaddik. Beshatayu Metzlochas, who bore the bris had a suin in Bat Gilo. Shegam him with slachas lo pochas memeni. Eventually he finds his shidduch, and she's the tzedakus of the door, and this house is being set up. Yeah, we have the next Vilna Goy. Belayla chasana ein keitz loisham shelohim. Can you imagine this chasana? Imagine this chasana after waiting 25 years, and 20 years you bring up a child who's mamish. Yeah, every year she shivers at the wedding. Yeah, this is the wedding, yeah, of the year. Abi Achos and Nigash the Tfilas Ayriv to Shikuru Mole Rikshoyz Hoydia La Hashem Yisbarach Shaziko Tel Agiel LeYom Godol Zeh LaHasi Es Bnei Yechidu Mechamed Einoy. Imagine the father's Mali at that wedding, yeah. come on, yeah. Everybody got their imaginations running, yeah. Yeah, we're crying from happiness, Adam. Going to Yisgadar and Yisgadar Shmei Rabbah B'Kol Aleif Ein Tzerech L'Zarez Oto L'Hoidus L'Hashem Yisbarach L'Smoch. You don't have to, when he bends down to say Moedim, he has a hard time getting up. He's just so overwhelmed with the chorus of Toiv to Hashem. Hasimcha Metzipa Es Liboi V'Oil La'al G'doysa V'Hina L'Petel L'Doivin Leif V'Em Tz Shivus Ma Sheva Brochus Achasana Yan Nerag B'Tunas Drochim. Terrible ending to the story. Yeah? In the middle of Sheva Brochas, Rachmanet Zlan, he's driving home, he has a car accident, and he's killed in the car accident. Ha'av oimed mula kever ha'patuach. The father standing over the open grave. The poseach gam kan ba'amiris yizkadal v'yizkadash shmei rabba. And he has to also then say yizkadal v'yizkadash shmei rabba. V'akodesh boruch hu reitzim en yen shudi zayel mekadish de ba'isa simcha shahomes ha'kadesh shah le tfilas mayri v'leila chatuna. What's the halacha in Mochus? The Kaddish, he said at the Ma'ariv at the Chasana, he has to say the same Ma'ariv now, the Keva. You should be outraged, right? How can you demand it? Sharek Hashem Shavachim ala Tayla Kach Mavachim ala Ra. The Isa Simcha. When you shout at Hashem, well, if you don't have a problem and you know how you can do this, so either you're a tzaddik or you have no feelings.
No feelings. Emotionally detached.
No. God goes to a bris of his son and he says, Sheikhiyano. Yeah. And Rahman Atzlan, 2 months later, Rahman Atzlan, Shimon Deida, he's got to stand at the keyboard of a 2-year-old baby and say, Bruch Dain Emes, with the same simcha that he said, Shechian at the bris. You can do that?
I can
happen
under
it. If you know how to do it now, then you just don't have any feelings. Or you're a tzaddik yisraelah. We should be shocked. How am I supposed to do that? You're asking too much for me. You're going to fast on Tisha B'Av, fine. You're keeping the whole day standing shul. Okay, it's hard, I'll do it. But this, what are you asking for me? Hashem demands it. This is the Torah demands it from us. How can you do that?
That's what the Navi says, Bahasurati Aleba Evan.
Yeah, but you have a mitzvah to do this. And it's a mitzvah of the license, not mitzvah chassidus. This is the one that every 12 to 13 year old uses. You should be shocked. If you're not shocked, then you're missing your feelings here, sorry.
Well, couldn't you see the Zohar from the Buddhists of the world by Avram and Yitzchak?
He
did the same thing. So, did you say
that? So, I said, he didn't have a tzaddik godel like Avram and Yitzchak. Yeah, or down here, where we're holding in this low level, if you can hold by that, so then you're Avram Avinu, or you're lacking something emotionally. And to do this, you have to really, really, really get in touch with the sugya that we are completely ignorant of. When I read this, I'm completely, I don't know what you want from me. I don't know how to do this. I can't even get happy when I open the fridge in the morning and there's no milk for my wheat picks. I can have a nervous breakdown. Come on. We go to the bank and there's two people in line in front of me. I start getting anxious. Go read the story again. Get it into your kishuv. Get the story. Get the feelings of simcha and happiness already. Imagine how that father was happy. You ask me, in that level of simcha, I'm going to stand at the grave? What are you talking about?
Isn't there
a certain halakhot of Abba? Yeah, you have to sit shiva the simcha as well. You have to cry. You have to sit on the floor and you have to cry and you have to mourn and you have to feel the pain. The Keshem Shem Mavolchim on a Tzayt came from Mavolchim on a Ra. We don't understand. In a Chinami, good. You're asking good questions. Why don't we make a big simchus? You know, after we get back from the cemetery, we should have a big like a dance and a kid and Sameach Avivimaya. You know, instead of the least it's Shiva and we all were kidding and doing all juggling tricks in front of you like we did at the Chasana. Why don't we do that? You see, we come up with some little and we cry, and there's an office 3 days he has to cry alone, and then the visitors can start coming, and there's a shloshim and this, and he can't get a movie, and he can't listen to music, and there's all dinner veilers. What's from Akarapo? What are you doing? What I'm trying to get across to you is that this sugya, which is one of the most fundamental, if not the most fundamental sugya in Yiddishkeit, okay, is totally ununderstood by us. You have to start learning the sugya properly. That's what Shimon Keren tomorrow.
That's